Hey, what's up everyone, and welcome to another new video, another new review here on the channel. Now, as most of you know that watch this channel on a regular basis, I usually do like full-on movie reviews and give my overall, you know, thoughts, opinions, feelings, emotions, all that fun stuff over an entire movie, because that's just the most fun to talk about. I don't usually do too many trailer reaction or trailer reviews because of the fact that it's just harder to do it off of a 2 to 3 minute clip basically overall, because that's really all a trailer is. It's a hype video, it's a reaction kind of thing, or built for reaction overall. But today I thought it'd be a little bit, you know, fun to do something a little bit different and give you guys a little bit of extra content here. So this is a movie that's coming out on Netflix. And what I think is interesting about Netflix, before I get to the actual review for it, is that Netflix is a very funny kind of streaming giant, because they have the ability, because most normal studios that put movies out in theaters to get their money back from the production side, most studios will do the thing where they put a trailer, of course the usual way, of before other somewhat relatable or associated movies of the genre that it's in, and they'll put it into most theaters, and usually they aim for usually having it under a bigger, like a wide release, so to speak, for the most part. And Netflix is funny to me, or interesting to me, because they don't do it that way, because they don't need to. They have their own platform, they can store it up on YouTube, and it's cool because they can literally just put a trailer or a movie on there with absolutely no promotion really at all, besides the trailer itself, but no, like, they don't like hype things up that much usually, and they let the internet kind of do the rest for social media. And so they either put it onto their platform on the main page for a new trailer, or when it's already out, they just drop it, which is cool. So as much as I don't like how long they take to make and produce TV shows that get really, really big, like Stranger Things or like Wednesday, just a bunch of those TV shows that they do that just take years and years to make because of special effects and all that fun stuff, I do appreciate how they just put out movies just randomly and they just drop them, and then it just comes out, and usually they're pretty good. Usually I think they have one of the best track records for movie releases on Netflix for original stories. So without that being said, this one popped up on my YouTube feed today during my lunch here, and I just thought it'd be a fun change of pace to do a review for it. So this is called The Rip, again, from Netflix. Now this comes out on January 16th of 2026. It is, and the main reason why I wanted to watch it is because it has a really stacked cast, with the primary duo seemingly being Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. And I've watched them together for years, you know, everything from, of course, Good Will Hunting to, you know, a few of their Boston-related movies, and as well as one of my favorite movies ever, which is Air, for the Michael Jordan story. And this one just popped up on my feed today, and it has a bunch of other really amazing cast members too, as far as Tiana Taylor, Steven Yeun in it, as well as looks like for, what's the other guy, and Kyle Chandler, who I just appreciate his overall acting skills too. So I watched the trailer a few times, and it is an interesting thing because it kind of, like, when I first watched it, I kind of was wondering if they were put back into like a Boston cop environment, because they both play cops. I forget what agency, I didn't watch it that closely, but they both play cops in the movie, and they basically, the entire trailer that's out right now at least, is them pretty much showing up into this city, in this random city in Florida, and knocking on this lady's door and then like asking to come in, and so on and so forth. And it kind of takes on this like really interesting perspective on how they're there to just, looks like, to investigate overall, and then it gets really, really intense for what a trailer usually would be, and shows that they're pretty much there to like to find money in a way, and then they end up finding way, way more than they expect to. Like, I think it's like $400,000, $400,000 is what they expect to find, and then the actual amount that they do find is like a few million dollars. And throughout the trailer, it gives the whole graphic thing shows up, and it says that it's based on a true story or inspired by a true story, which is interesting as well. And then the movie from there takes on a whole different, or the trailer takes on a whole different kind of journey, because it goes from being like kind of like about their case of what they're there for to like all of a sudden like, can you trust your partner? Can you trust the people you're investigating with? And what kind of struck me about the trailer, besides them being together, is that it's kind of cool because you can tell that the story is really going to be, or seemingly, and this is where why it's hard with trailers, in my opinion, but you can kind of tell that it's like seemingly about how they're being, you know, pitted together, so to speak, overall, for why they're there in the first place, to how much money that they have found, basically. And even And even Matt Damon's character in the trailer is like, well, we could just steal it, basically. Like, we can just steal the whole entire mountain, and then they kind of like, and then that statement kind of throws off the entire storyline, is what it sounds like from the trailer. And it's cool because of the fact that I feel like some of the best acting that Matt Damon and Ben Affleck do when they're together in a role in a movie, or together in a movie, I mean, for roles, is when they're pitted against each other for different like morality and different kind of character stories and different journeys and different character arcs. And this movie for the Rip is definitely seems like it's going that direction, as far as giving them like, you know, a like putting them together of like, okay, doing what they're there to do, but then also finding things that you weren't expecting to find and how to get away with it, essentially. So it's just an interesting kind of thing, because I feel like, again, when they are put against each other like that, or if they have different character journeys, and it becomes a much, much like more interesting story to tell overall. And this movie, or the trailer at least, I should say, it almost looks like it gets very, very dark, because it seems like there's also, because they show up to this house with a team, like a team of cops, essentially, and it seems like everyone that's with them is like, has like their own kind of, you know, obvious kind of, you know, mission, after they discover all this money, essentially. So the story could possibly be super, super boring. I'm not sure about that yet. We'll see when it comes out. But I love how they, again, they that once they find this money, it takes on a whole different kind of vibe of what it really what it was from the beginning. And it becomes again, very, very intense trailer. So I just wanted to do a quick review on it. I think it looks really, really like at least decent to good. And I've never seen, in my opinion, I've never seen a movie where with them together that's turned out bad. Usually, because usually they have, since they've known each other forever, for their entire lives as normal people, I feel like they know each other so inside and out as actors and characters that they can really play off each other so, so well, no matter who they're playing. And if you never, and I think the best example of that is like for sure from obviously Good Will Hunting, and then to also for their movie Air, which came out a couple of years ago. Like they can kind of just, they always have that like really kind of cool brotherly vibe of like where they agree to disagree or whatever, or but they're always there for each other too. So I guess I wanted to throw out a quick review on the trailer, because I thought it was a pretty good trailer. I watched it a few times, and I think it's worth watching. So if you have not checked it out, again, it comes out on, again, what day was it on? It was on January 16th, I believe it was. Yeah, January 16th. Yep, 2026. Again, it's on Netflix only, it looks like. There's no theatrical release for this one, and it looks good. So again, it's called The Rip. Go check it out if you haven't on YouTube or on just on Netflix in general. As always, thanks for watching, thanks for listening, and this will also be posted over on Spotify and over on Apple Podcasts as well. Otherwise, I'll see you in the next movie review.